Welcome to BetterScope, sponsored by Remo Staff, Growth and Freedom with Remote Experts. And this episode special sponsor, Smurfy Creative Video. My special guest today is Ilona Lapari. Ilona is a visionary CEO of The Life School, speaker, best-selling author to numerous books, show and speaking events organizers to an audience of over 30,000 hard-driven, service-based entrepreneurs and corporations. She is both a servant community builder and a people connector. She is a prior Fortune 500 CEO, also featured in Disrupt, New York Weekly, Business Insider, CEO Weekly, The Business News, and Famous Times. She is a CEO of The Life School, where they help visionary leader CEOs grow legacy purpose-driven businesses through inner alignment, branding, marketing, sales, and team, so they can maximize their impact and income to do more good in the world. Today, Ilona will share her insights on how she built a profitable, purpose-driven business. Welcome, Ilona, to BetterScope.
Thank you so much for the introduction. I'm so glad to be here at BetterScope.
Well, it's always great to have great people on BetterScope. And Ilona, I always, in the beginning of the show, I'm trying to find where our guests are based. From where have you joined us today?
I am joining you from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, yeah, it's quite a busy city. And yeah, it's always never sleeping and a lot of things are happening in New York. But tell me, Ilona, about your journey, how you came to where are you today?
Yeah, I guess I'll start with some of my origin story. I'm natively from Albania. So I moved to New York when I was 15. And then, you know, as I was transitioning into transitioning here with our family, I was the oldest. So I had to have my family with a lot of the beginning struggles of being an immigrant in a new country. So I remember a lot of struggle around lack of the language, lack of understanding the culture. I started working very early. And because I wanted to contribute towards, you know, the bills of the family, and I saw a lot of struggle around that. So, and then I just went for my bachelor's degree in business management and finance. And very early on, my dad especially instilled that American dream. We came here, you know, we want to be successful in your career, you know, raise a good, healthy family, and all of those expectations that usually you know, immigrant parents have for us. They want us to be secure financially, personally, and professionally. So I never questioned them, and that's exactly what I did. I bacheloured myself in the business management and finance space, and then I climbed the corporate ladder for Walgreens Boots Alliance, a Fortune 500 company, which happened to be in a very growth mode, so to speak. So I was in the right place at the right time. So I was just doing different positions over the years that I was with them, 13 years, until they were acquired by another company and I no longer saw a future. The culture turned very toxic. And at that point, I was exposed to personal development. So that's where a lot of conflicts arose. I only knew, you know, that. So that was my identity. I didn't know what else could be out there in the big wide world that I could be, you know, that I needed to do. So that's where entrepreneurship showed up for me, because I just didn't see myself doing another 9 to 5 for another company in the various roles that I was, you know, having with it, that company. So that's where I started my own company. I was side hustling for 2 years until I was comfortable enough financially to make the leap. And I did some executive coaching in the beginning. Then I moved to career coaching because I felt that I still was in the corporate space. I want to get away and look and explore the world and see what else was there. And then over the last couple of years, I have been positioned through me understanding my experience, my gifts, what problem I could solve that I was happy doing it, but also that it could solve a big problem in the world based on what I really called my purpose or the mission, you know, behind the work that I'm doing. And now I help purpose-driven entrepreneurs and corporations build a legacy company that aligns their purpose with profit and also does more good in the world.
Well, it's quite a story, Ilona, and, you know, like In Australia, we have a lot of immigrants as well. And for listeners, those ones that are listening our first time, so I'm based in Sydney and I'm as well an immigrant. So, like, it's probably almost the same as your parents. So, I'm taking care about my family, about my kids, brought them from Eastern Europe. Like, we are half Ukrainian, half Romanian, but we came from Russia. So, again, so I understand the challenges of your family, of your parents and yours as well, because like my kids as well, okay, I mean we are learning, we learned English as like as well when we came to Australia, so it was not our first or the second language. But coming to you, so and about your new company, so like I understand your experience in big corporations and when you started your own business and your purpose-driven business. And again, I think this purpose is very aligned with the name of our podcast, like a better scope. So, can you tell me a bit more about the purpose in what you're doing?
I love that because one of the things that I discovered as I was in this transitory, I guess, mode between what I needed to do, I started hearing a lot of my inner voice or intuition telling me that I was meant for something else. And I pretty much decided very early on that seeing what it would be if you grow a company that's strictly focused on money, sales, profits. The traditional way that businesses maybe we knew how businesses would grow. I realized that if I follow my purpose, my vocation, this inner voice, my calling, then I that could be a byproduct. I'm not saying that's not important because I needed, income, obviously, to be able to do this full time. And I need income to be able to invest back in the business and reach more people and all of that. It's always a cycle in the growth of any company. But what was most important is that I was clear as to the why I was doing what I was doing and how that actually was in service and contribution towards other people. Because I discovered very early, I connected some dots for myself. What makes me happy, right? And what is going to keep me happy, growing, fulfilled, despite whatever challenges? What's going to keep me growing through even, the days where I just don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And one of the biggest pain points that I discovered at the culture of corporation I work for is that I lost sense of purpose because the company was just very unclear about a lot of things. So then I started connecting things and I'm like, oh, wait, it's very important that we're clear on why are we doing what we're doing and how is that actually connected to our even our authentic journey or unique experiences in our personal life. And then my first book became about connecting the vision backwards. And I did a little reflection over the years, looking back at my past, my present, and what I wanted to go in the future. And I'm like, wait, everything that happened to me is kind of leading me into this thing that I'm doing today. There's no experience that is wasted. So let me pay more attention to things that I am attracted to, because there's probably a reason why I'm attracted to those things, and they're probably sitting inside of me. And the more I discover and explore and grow, the more I can bring those out in service of myself and then to other people. So I just became addicted to the process of self-discovery, discovering myself, growing. Unraveling a lot of maybe limits, fears, all those things that we encountered as we are moving and growing and developing ourselves and evolving. And it just became, my way of life. So now the message that I tell other people is to really pay attention to those experiences that we have encountered. Even my challenges were there for a reason. Even the struggles I've seen my parents, go through. Now they become part of the cause of my foundation. So everything that's happened is there for a reason. So our job is to just stay aware, keep our awareness levels, healthy, and always work on increasing that awareness so that we can start to connect those things for ourselves. And so we stay in that authentic journey. And I think it's also the biggest competitive edge in business because it's only one of me. Right. And there's only one way that I do things because it's connected to also the gifts that are inside of me, which I'm always discovering and then helping others. So the more I grow, the more I get to give others and share with others.
Yeah, look, I love it, and I love when My guests are explaining why they're doing what they're doing, because this is probably more touchable for our audience. It's not you're doing something, but if like you're not able to explain why you're doing what you're doing, and especially where you get your happiness in what you're doing, so this is really touching. Ilona, so for how long so for how long you're doing your own business right now, and how long took you to write your first book?
It's going to be over 5 years now, and I've never looked back. I feel like 5 years have been, have been pretty much just like 20 years in the corporate world, because things move so fast when you're an entrepreneur and the learning speeds up and you learn so many things every day and you're testing new things all the time and you're always in that mode. So time flies for sure. I always say that when you're working on purpose, now I do get up every day and I'm no longer, complaining. Yes, I get tired and we have our days, but I think if you're working towards something meaningful for you and you have independence, which entrepreneurship allows you to do that, and freedom to work on things that matter to you, then it's completely a different way of life. My first book came about, I would say, 2, 3 years ago. And I spoke my first book because back to what you were saying, something that I discovered, which is so important, is exactly that, articulating it, articulating our experiences. Because I agree with you, there's a lot of people that have been through a lot of stuff in life, but we have to, once we do that inner work to kind of connect these dots for ourselves, then we have a way to communicate these to others to help other people. So whether you are speaking about your experience or writing it, those are really the two channels that we have to be able to do so. So that's kind of how my first book came about. I wanted to pretty much connect a lot of those dots for myself and to be able to share those with others. So I spoke my first book, transcribed it, edited it, and it was kind of a product out there. So that's kind of how I went about writing my first. And then I loved the process because it's the legacy piece. We can create content, technology is always evolving, but there's nothing like a good book for to document people's journeys and experiences. So then I started writing my second, my third, and now it's about 6 books I've written.
So, Ilona, you have already like a 5 books already written in, or 5 years, or you have 6 books in 5 years. How many?
I wrote 3 books in my first my the year that I wrote one. So now I have about 6 books. My latest one is on purpose-driven leadership, which I just launched in January.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. So like 5 years in business, and already you have like so many books. So you are writing more than one book per year. So this is really great and really amazing. So I like about your a lot of your story. But what is your goal in your life? What is your purpose? What is your scope? And maybe again, if it is this is too long, so maybe what is your goal in your business for this year, and what is your scope for this year?
Yeah, my scope is always around impact. For me, it's important to gather my experience and grow and expand every day so that I can utilize that to help more people. For me, the journey or the vehicle of entrepreneurship is the way that I get to help other entrepreneurs do more good in the world with whatever calling or vocation that they have. And I really believe that that's really how we can change and impact the world. Because people that are person developed, they're doing, they're putting their purpose first, are always going to be people that have great intentions and they always want to be in service and have a contribution towards others. So that's kind of is the bigger mission of why I do what I do and what attracts me and wakes me up every day. It's really multiplication and the impact that I get to have with people that I am supporting or people that are around my audiences, or when I am going to speak to other audiences, is always my purpose.
Look, I love it, and I love your purpose to help others. And because I have like I'm sharing the same scope and the same purpose. But right now is the time to thank our sponsors of this episode. Remostaff brings time, money, and freedom to busy entrepreneurs via outsourcing. With Remostaff, you'll get not a virtual, but real offshore expert dedicated only for you that will support your business. Hire an offshore expert with Remo Staff and go on a free 4-day holiday. Smurfy Creative Video is a boutique video content creation agency on a mission to help brands engage and connect with their customers through effective and tailored video marketing solution. For those in Australia, send Better Scope in a text message to 0425-884464 and you will get 10% discount on your video production. But let's come back to your current business. So who is your typical client that you're, or customers that you're helping, Ilona?
Yeah, it's mostly people in the coaching and consulting space. So I focus on the service industry. So other authors, healers, coaches, consultants, people just like me that have gathered personal and professional experience. And now they're looking to put together a service, already have a service, and are looking to grow that service and reach more of their people, or create, put the right foundations in place and create consistent cash flow to align the profit piece to their purpose.
Okay, well, it's quite a good purpose, and I always love to connect freedom, that actually to have like a freedom to do what you want to do, you need to have like a good financial freedom to be able to do. So you need to have profit in your business, in what you're doing, to be able to achieve that freedom. When you're working with such kind of a diverse audience of entrepreneurs or business owners, have you found something typical that is quite common, some common challenges that those entrepreneurs have? So maybe you can share, and maybe as well, if you can give, of course, you cannot able to, not able to tell everything about your program, but maybe some kind of like a structure. So how you are helping them overcome with those challenges?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So the biggest gap that I've seen working with so many entrepreneurs is that it's very confusing to understand what is the correct process of growing a business and where to focus so that you align that purpose with profit at the different various stages of your business growth. So having that in mind and being very structured as a person, I was able to connect a lot of those different dots for businesses and connect. And when they come to me and work with me, I'm able to help them with all the pieces that they need. So their branding, their marketing, their sales, their systems and team. And my ability is to help them interject these in their businesses and at all times understand how all of these actually connect together. It's almost like when you want to lose weight and you want to improve your health, we have to look at your nutrition, your exercise, right? Your habits, mindset, sleeping habits. It's the same with business. There is a process that we all follow to be able to get the results that we want. So I'm more focused on the process, which is why I can help entrepreneurs that are, might be at various stages, even though it's really two stages that you could be in business, which is the inconsistent sales and clients or scalability. They're stuck in that scaling piece. And it's always looking at their business models, helping them with systems, delegation, and then teams. So to me, it's easy because I have a process that I follow while helping them also bridge those gaps and aligning them on the right activities for their marketing efforts, for their sales processes, for the systems that they need. So because I work under such a structure, it's easy to help and meet them where they are, go with what they've built so far, help them align everything towards their vision, mission, and values, and then keep growing.
Well, it's love. I love systems and processes because I'm an operational person, and I'm doing a lot of outsourcing, but as well, like my previous 20 years experience in corporation was always operational excellence, operational efficiency. So I love processes. But can you give an example of maybe your best success or of a client that have achieved the best achievements that he get after coming to your program or after meeting with you or after you've helped him?
A very common example clients is when they are moving from one-to-one services, meaning I'm the person delivering the service, to one-to-many. They want to now help more people. So they want to remove a lot of their time, systematize and digitize the operations, get the right people on board, and now build a team around that. So that's a common one. Another one at the startup phase is what I call it, or maybe the phase that they need to build the foundations, is they're focusing on scaling and their business model does not sustain their income goals. So, for example, they're creating a service that's $100 and they need a lot of people to be able to buy that service because they don't understand how the sales process works, how the marketing works. So they're working too hard and not smart and trying to scale at a very early phase when the focus of the early phase is to really build the foundation. While of course you can generate cash flow, but you have to be very smart about the focus of where you need to focus to be able to do so. So that's a big those two things really always show up. They're focusing on the wrong business model at the beginning startup phases. Now once they get to the scaling piece, they don't know how to move beyond themselves because they might have, mindset issues or value issues around the result they're able to provide. Like, oh, if I remove myself, they don't have the processes because everything is a process. Once you have a process, then I can delegate it. So they're stuck there most of the time.
Okay, totally with you. And I know that many entrepreneurs, when they're moving from their 9 to 5 jobs, they say, well, I want to be free and I want to do whatever I want. Ultimately, they're starting to do everything and they have too much on their plates and they're getting overloaded. And probably they're not, they do not know everything. So they've been experts in some areas, but they do not know about finance, they do not know about sales or marketing. And this is where many of those entrepreneurs get stuck. And you mentioned about delegation. So, like I said, we love delegation. And again, in my previous and current experience, I'm always saying that, well, you should not do everything yourself. You need to delegate this to someone else. You need to teach them. And you have some tasks that are repetitive tasks or teachable tasks. You definitely need to give it away from you, and someone else can do it. You mentioned about the building teams, like it's how, like for example, in my area, a lot of business owners are using offshore teams that some people can work remotely. Is something common through your audience or through your business owners that they can use someone based overseas or based in another city to help them doing their job?
Well, depends, right, at what phase they're in. So I always say that once you have a outcome, right, once you have enough of those SOPs that you've created or tasks that you're repeating at all times, then you can create the position. And then you can decide who is the person I want to hire and look for other avenues based on your cost, on the value, on the quality, right? You don't want to jeopardize the quality because you can find something cheaper somewhere else. So that's how we want to make decisions of who we want to invest into. So absolutely so many ways, but I think it's important to understand who we need to hire because a lot of the times entrepreneurs get frustrated with the people that they're paying or they're bringing on board, which is mostly the VA at the beginning, because they don't have all the bigger picture figured out or the roadmap yet. So they're giving the VA a task that is probably not even getting them to the ROI they're looking for. So then they get frustrated that, they're paying. And eventually, obviously, you're going to run out of money and you're going to stop, the person or, you're going to stop getting them to help you. So I say that it's the clarity piece first. Who do you need? What phase are you in? What are the most important tasks that you will need to be repeated? And can those be delegated? Because there's some tasks, if you're a service provider, that you need to be doing, like the visibility piece, right? There's no two of you to build trust. So go and share your message and all of these. But of course, there's so many other things that we can do to delegate them. So take a look at the bigger roadmap of what you got going on, what phase you're in, and then you start doing the structure of the positions, and then you eventually start to bring in the right people that can help you, and then look for the how. Okay, where do I find this person? what are their qualities, and look for the platform, look for your referrals, look for the people that they can you can get connected with. Look inside your clients. Those are always the best team I have found, because they already have the experience of the results you're able to provide. So there's a lot of strategies of where to look for talent, but you don't know yet until you have that clarity on who is it that you're looking for and what are the responsibilities that they can help you with.
Yeah, look, I 100% agree with you that, many times businesses do not have that clarity, and even they do not know who to hire. And you're right. So sometimes they're hiring a VA, but they do not know what kind of task to give to this person, or maybe the expectation is absolutely different. So they do not know how to manage someone remotely. So, and I think clarity, and it's important to have this. And do I understand that this is exactly how you are helping businesses, especially in the beginning of their journey? You're helping them to define that clarity and to define those processes they need to get.
Yeah, absolutely. That's my job. Look at the gaps, see what they've built, and then, help them create a plan, a strategic plan, and implement the right actions so that they're doing two things: grow their brand, which is very important, but also be able to stay profitable and keep growing and continue to stay profitable. Because we all know you can have a lot of sales, but at the end of the month, you're overpaying for whatever it is that we're doing, then you just can't keep that up. So I don't focus on sales, even though sales are important. I focus on profit, because for me, the health of the business is more important than just the vanity metrics and numbers, which are important. We need to know that, obviously, but they all feed into the bigger bucket, which is really the profit. This should be the goal, and also the byproduct of you being very purposeful.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right, and I'm also a lover of profit first. And what you need, you think, I met several times with Mike Mikhailovich, and as well, a profit first is one of the things that you need to do. And you do not need to have a business just for the just to tick a box that they have a business. The main reason is to have profit and to support your family, to support maybe potentially your life and your future generations. Again, because all of us, we have kids, you have kids, so it's this is why we are doing what we're doing in our life. Ilona, do you have some kind of I don't know, a trigger when business entrepreneurs should come to you? So when exactly they should come to you, and maybe what kind of entrepreneurs that should not come to you?
Yeah, I think when they need support is when they've tried to connect things on their own through whatever free content is out there, or maybe they had bad experiences with investing with other people trying to help them with their business, and they haven't had a really great experience. So they pretty much are looking for someone to be able to help them align a lot of those bigger picture things in their business. So they've tried on their own. They're just not able. They don't know what they don't know, pretty much. And they now are aware that they don't know what they don't know. So they're looking for somebody to be able to invest in, to be able to get them to the next level. My ideal people are people like me, driven, growth-oriented, ambitious, positively ambitious, looking for to be fulfilled, happily achieving. That's the inner work that I think most high achievers need to do, because sometimes, especially for me, high achievement came from a lot of feelings of lack. But anyway, that's just more of the personal development stuff. But driven people have a big vision, have a big mission, believe in the work they do, believe their work is their purpose, believe their work is helpful to others, believe that there's people a couple of steps behind them in the journey and they want to help. Yeah, driven, coachable, open to growth, ready to implement. Committed is a big one, a big value for me. You're ready, you're committed. That's why I said you believe in the work you do, you're committed, and you're never going to quit, because you understand that this is bigger than you. And if it's calling you, there's a reason. So those are my people.
Yeah, that's really great to hear this. And yeah, driven people, committed, accountable to what they're doing. And as well, I think it's always it's important to find the right rapport and the right connection between clients that actually becoming potentially could become friends, could become partners, and help each other in that business environment. Ilona, what will be one tip that you'll give to our listeners about entrepreneurship and or about the businesses that they're doing?
Yeah, I think to be a life student, right? So be always open into your own self-discovery, because I really believe that that's really your competitive edge nowadays, especially with technology, the way it's advancing. Know thyself. The more you know yourself, the more you can implement things creatively in the marketplace, which don't exist, and you can be very innovative, but they all come from your inner intelligence. So focus on that, focus on your intuition, these things that we're not taught in school. I was never taught this in corporate. If I brought up intuition, I'm like, what is that? That's a KPI. Is that operate? Like, that's just a foreign language. We all have it inside of us. Some of us, you know, don't know how to access it. Get the right support around you. You mentioned something pretty important. Right now, or I've always been like this, but I always like to align myself with the right people that share common values, not necessarily common, you know, ways of thinking, because I love diversity. I love, you know, people that bring in complementary things for me to learn and grow, which is more on the leadership side. But surround yourself with common communities, common like values, people you align with. When you select your mentors, people to help you, use your intuition, trust that if that's the right person, do your homework. Right? Don't get into investments that you're doing it for the wrong reason. Get educated. I love an educated client because they're ready. They already know the problem aware, they're solution aware. They're just looking for the right person to help them get there. Easy peasy. And they're looking for the implementation. So yeah, that's what I would say. Never, you know, stop to learn and grow. Align yourself with the right people. Educate yourself as much as you possibly can. Never think that you know everything, you know, always test things also. Entrepreneurship is a big science experiment. Don't be afraid to test things with people and see what aligns with them. You know, just because something doesn't connect doesn't mean that the next thing won't. You just, you know, and be in conversation. Really, business is all about relationships. The more I talk, the more I understand what the other person needs, the more I can create out of service. And I don't create out of what I think people need. So the more you know your people also, just like know yourself, the more you know the people that you help, you're golden. Because then you don't have to worry. You're just like seeing and connecting those things for yourself based on what are the gaps and that they're experiencing, what are the pain points. And your job description is all about solving problems. That's why you get paid. So find the problems to solve and, you know, focus on those problems and keep at it. Stay consistent.
This is great, and I think everyone should be learning, and there should be, you know, like we are learning through our lives, and you know, even we need to learn right now different AI tools. But again, this is like it's you are learning every day something new. This is how you can evolve. So great advice, great tips. Thank you, Ilona, and where would our listeners find more about you, or how they could get in touch with you?
Yeah, I would send them to my hub, which is my website. That's where I have a lot of the best work I do and a lot of free resources for people that may be resonating with what I said. It's at ilonaleparicoaching.com. And I also have a top 5% podcast, the Life School Masterclass Show, and they can find that on there. And I interview a lot of amazing people. So even if not for the information, listen to it to connect with amazing humans doing great things in the world. Then I think you're also going to be a beautiful guest on there. So, yeah, those are, and that's also on the website, my podcast.
Oh, thank you. And to all our listeners, we will add all those details and information links in our show notes, so you can get in touch with Ilona and find more about what she's doing. And of course, listen about other success stories and other implementation what Ilona has implemented. So thank you very much, Ilona, for being on Better Scope and sharing your experience.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks to our listeners for listening the Better Scope Better Scope podcast. If you like this episode, please share it, like it, and give it to your friends. Thank you again, and see you next time on Better Scope.